case number 9651, Elton and Donna Murray, north of Road 346, Holtz Landing Road, 210 feet west of Road 348, Irons Lane. A special exception to build an accessory structure without a main building. And address?
Elton Murray, 104 Cypress Point, Dagsboro, Delaware.
You swear testimony you're about to give to the best knowledge?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here to request to build a 40 by 60 pole building on a parcel of land that I own. It's 210 by 210. Normally that would be an acre and it would be allowed. But the problem is it's a parallelogram, so it's 7/100 of an acre short of an acre, or 3,267 square feet. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to ask that this be approved. There's not a primary residence on the property.
There is not at this time.
No.
When do you intend on putting a dwelling on the property?
No plans in the near future. This site is formerly a proposed substation that Delaware Electric Co-op owned. It's fenced in by a 10-foot chain link fence. They had the property for approximately 10 years. They decided it was too small after 10 years to use it for that, so they put it on the market. I bought it. It's surrounded right now by a borrow pit and also a waste management company.
What's the intended use of the garage?
I'm going to store a motorhome and three antique cars in there.
There would be any commercial use?
No. It's just for my own private use. And previously, I was approved conditional use to build a mini storage on this site. The application has since lapsed. I decided not to do it, figuring the property just was not quite large enough to be feasible to do that.
How long have you owned it?
Approximately 5 years, I think.
I'm sorry if someone's already asked this question, but do you own adjacent property?
No.
No? It's just sitting by itself?
Yes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Yep.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9651 under advisement.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, for the second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 9651 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning to see if one was made.
Thank you. Do you have a site plan? I submitted one.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Just want to make sure. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We do.
Case number 9652, Roger Brown, north of Route 9.